Truth News Network. Maybe the scariest thing there is today is truth in media, especially the news. Get not only the news, but the truth in the news and nothing else. From TNN, the Truth News Network. Without the other guy's spin, here's your host, Dan Newman.
Well, here we are, Christmas Eve 2018. How are you doing? How has 2018 been for you? We'll talk more about that later in the week as we get celebrated and ready for New Year's Eve. Yeah, this is a great time of year. But you know, today is going to be somewhat a special show. And I want to start it by this way, by confessing to you. Christmas is a very bittersweet time for me. December 23rd, 1969, 2 days before Christmas, my father left my mother and I. My older brother had been in the Navy for a few years and he wasn't home, so it was a little bit different for him. Then, on December 23rd, 2013, just 5 years ago, my sister-in-law lost her long battle with cancer. The last 50 Christmases have been somewhat of a struggle for me, but I've learned something. It doesn't matter how devastating single events to us or even multiple events are. What matters is how we respond to those. Oh, I always wanted a healthy family at Christmas that comes with all the trimmings, you know, gift giving, laughing, eating, catching up, everybody together. Every December 23rd, I struggle at the loss of one of the most beautiful and giving human beings I've ever known, to a scourge on humanity that randomly destroys women among us, with seemingly no evidence of it in us, until it's too late. But what do we do when those tragic things happen? And guys, I got to tell you this. I learned probably 20 years ago, sometimes bad things happen to good people, unexplained, things that we don't deserve. When those happen, do we just curl up in a ball and cry ourselves to sleep at night? Do we shun our friends and our family members, ignoring the same or similar pains that they're feeling, things that have happened to them? Or do we fight through the pain and the loss? I got to be honest with you, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but even at a very young age, when my dad left, I chose the latter. I chose to fight. I refuse to let circumstances of which I have no control to write any chapter of my life. And I approach each devastation with one commitment and one only. I refuse to let whatever this tragedy is to define who I am. All is just a stop on my life's road to where I'm going. Let me repeat that. All of them is just a stop on my life's road to where I'm going. So why not make all of these circumstances that I can impact good ones instead of living in that curled up ball of poor me? You know what happened when I started making that choice? I have my own family now. Wife, 3 children, 2 sons-in-law, 1 daughter-in-law, 6 grandchildren, and I adore them all. Every holiday, not just Christmas, is a joyous occasion full of gift-giving, laughing, eating, catching up, and being together. All of that that was snatched away from me at age 16. Each December 23rd, I take time to look at pictures, remember specific moments of joy and wonder shared with me by my sister-in-law. In short, I simply refuse the poor me's. And guess what? It works. That is freeing me up to be more conscious of those around me, especially those who are less fortunate. I find ways, now granted sometimes they're small ways, to try to make this season a good one for other people. It takes sometimes little more than a smile, a pat on the back, or a Merry Christmas to several in the office or several on the elevator. That works. I seldom do not receive a mutual smile, a Merry Christmas, or a thank you in return. Also this time of year, I am very conscious of all those who cannot be with their families for a multitude of reasons. The ones that stir me the most are those members of the U.S. military that find themselves deployed. It's especially tough for them to be alone. Without the trappings of holidays that you and I will share with our loved ones over the next few days. In that spirit, here at truthnewsnet.org, today in our audio podcast, it's attached here. When you get through reading this, make sure you listen to the podcast. It comes right after a brief commercial, followed by a narration of A Soldier's Silent Night. I'm warning you, it's sad, but it makes you think. What I really wanted to do when you listen is think of all those, not just military members, but all those who are alone this year. Say a prayer for them. And all this week, whenever you're in a store, a restaurant, walking down the street, or just parking your car, watch for someone that comes into your life. Maybe it's just for one moment. Maybe it's someone you see every day. But invest in their lives, maybe with just a smile. But whether a smile, a how are you, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, or simply God bless you, invest in them. Please feel free to download this podcast today. The narration is recorded over Mannheim Steamroller's Silent Night, probably the most beautiful rendition of that song I've ever heard. The song alone will want you to keep it, to repeat for those you love, and to keep for your future holiday seasons. Our prayer at truthnewsnet.org is that this Christmas and this new year will be the best ever for you. And we pray that God will keep our soldiers safe wherever they are and protect and keep their families. My message to all of them is may God keep and protect you and yours. Thank you for sacrificing your life and the time away from your family for me to keep us free and safe.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always. May you
the tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward and give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, those who fall and get back up, and long live the truck with the strength to overcome, the will to outwork, and the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
"'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone. In a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands, with medals and badges won by his hand. A sobering thought. This house was different. It was dark. It was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. That soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for his bed? Then I realized the families I saw through this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning, round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom every month of the year because of soldiers like this soldier who's lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from their home. The thought brought tears to my eyes, and I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. "Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom, and I don't ask for more. My life is for God, my country, my Corps." The soldier rolled over and slipped off to sleep. But I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over in a voice soft and pure. He whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.